40 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. Joining us again, as he does each month, the editor-in-chief of Kirkus Reviews, Austin-based Clay Smith. You know, I was going to say you were here to talk about books, Clay, but I have to ask you about something. And this is not strictly, I guess, book-related. But in the, I guess, August 1st edition of Kirkus Reviews, you have a very interesting, from the editor's desk note here, about a non-book. It's about a movie. When did you get into movie reviews here?
Never. But I went to the premiere of Boyhood here in Austin in July.
This is the Richard Linklater film.
Right. Yeah. The film that is famous for being shot over the course of 12 years. It's a really, I said in the magazine that my favorite book of August is this movie. because it's really emotionally layered and really rich, just like we would expect from a novel or really the best narrative nonfiction. So it left me thinking for quite a while after it was done.
So Boyhood is the name of the movie. We should probably cut quickly over to books, which is, I guess, your real forte. That's why you're here. Every time you come in, we ask you to maybe give us one choice in the fiction and in the nonfiction categories. And I see here a nonfiction book, which I've been hearing a little bit of buzz about. Tell us about Hack Attack. This is your pick for this month.
Yeah, this is actually one of my favorite nonfiction books of the year so far. And it's by Nick Davies, who is this sort of crusading investigative journalist for The Guardian. And he began to find out that Rupert Murdoch's journalist at, say, the News of the World, which is now closed, of course, and The Sun, these Fleet Street tabloid papers, were breaking into the voicemails of celebrities, royals, sports figures, politicians.
It became a real scandal. I mean,
no, it became a worldwide news story. And this is the account of how he broke that story. And so it sounds on the face of it like it would be a book for journalism geeks like you or me.
Yeah.
But really, this is a much bigger story. It's about this sort of web of conspiracy, you might say, between Scotland Yard, conservative politicians in the UK, and the Murdoch newspapers. And one of the really awful things that comes out in this book is that Scotland Yard knew who was being hacked, whose voicemails were being hacked, but they did not warn them.
Because of Murdoch's power?
Because of this kind of unspoken power that those tabloids have over not only politicians, but really public life in the UK. And so the way that he broke it, the book is funny, it's chilling, it's just a great account. So
let's go over to the fiction aisle. What are you going to pick this month for fiction?
Yeah, so fiction this month, there's a really impressive new debut writer named Vanessa Manco, M-A-N-K-O, and her new book is called The Invention of Exile, and she was taught by Colin McCann, whose big book is Let the Great World Spin, and she was also taught by Salman Rushdie, pretty great credentials there.
Yeah.
But the book is really about sort of being without a home. And it's about a guy, actually her grandfather is the inspiration, at least, for the novel. And it's about a guy who immigrates from Russia to the United States during the Russian Revolution. He moves to Connecticut, works in a factory. He gets deported by the United States back to Russia with his family. He leaves Russia for Paris. Leaves Paris for Mexico City. This isn't really of his own choice. His family gets to return to the United States from Mexico City, but a lot of it takes place in Mexico City in the 1948, in the sort of late 40s. And it's just a beautiful, very kind of self-possessed book. She's fully in charge of her voice. And sometimes with debut, you know, novels, you don't get that right away.
Clay's pick for fiction is Vanessa Manco's The Invention of Exile. And your pick for nonfiction, once again?
Hack Attack by Nick Davies.
And that is the voice of Clay Smith. He is the editor-in-chief of Kirkus Reviews, based right here in Austin, Texas. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, David.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.